is this? What's going on here? What are you people doing here?
The film we'll see this morning will give the answers to these questions.
His name was
Satire.
And on this day, in front of a live viewing audience of thousands, he made his statement.
I am a naughty puppet.
Naughty, naughty.
The guy must be sick.
You're truly a circus freak.
We've designed these videos to inform, educate,
and entertain you.
But attempts have failed.
And so,
instead,
this is what you get.
So you just need a little bit of lotion. I'm just going to rub it in a circular pattern like this.
Will you stop doing that?
More and more people are doing it. And some start pretty young.
I was 13 when I started.
Since I started using
the steel dildo.
I feel it going in and I feel it coming out. They said it's hard to stop, but I'm really gonna have my doubts.
Oh, yeah.
Stimulation that will send chills up your spine.
Oh,
yeah.
So shocking when it starts, cause it always hits you from behind.
Reasons you'll wake up with an orange penis. Number 4.
This should be
interesting to study because of their detailed diagrams and illustrations.
The reason is simple.
Lying in their makeshift beds made out of old orange crates.
Of course.
And the number one reason you'll wake up with an orange penis.
Missing a scheduled urinalysis or radiation checkup.
But his father was covered in big orange and blue spots.
All over his dick, cried the captain.
It was time we made some noise!
I love the smell of sewers in the morning.
I love the smell of crap in the morning.
I love the smell of
my butt.
I love the smell of
I believe we've had enough of that.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only
Miss Diffle. Nothing's ever going to happen to her.
And she died.
The real tragedy is
my produce truck's broken down.
Damn it! This always happens!
Settle down, Beaver.
Luckily, you have a secret weapon.
This trash can here.
Where did it come from?
From the creator of Mr. Mom, National Lampoon's Vacation.
Into the Sea.
And Tony Curtis.
Being romantically involved with
a super gorilla.
Rated R. It contains violence, adult language, nudity, and
Johnny Mathis.
How the whole family loves it.
Let's get Mikey.
Hi, this is Michael Warren, speaking for the IRS.
The next day, Michael found himself streaking
throughout the United States.
And they ran out of the city naked,
screaming like a stuck pig.
Heading for the North Shore and Waimea Bay. He could not think of one good reason why he had agreed to Maria's suggestion.
We'll really let it all out.
Michael wondered if the chill he felt was from the air, or
a radiator leak or something.
Panting from his run and holding his little
cock.
Small and wrinkled.
It looks like it's tiny.
It was a little cock.
It does look very small from here, doesn't it?
You better get your clothes on.
I don't want to.
Bend over as far as you can. Spread your cheeks. Open yourself up to me.
And then we can have a little look inside
my butt.
Look at that hole!
Enter the dumb hole.
What's that?
Technically an anus.
What's that?
Well, it seems that several villagers in Cadbury reported a shining object fell into the moors 5 days ago.
It's a vibrator.
Always wanted one of these when I was a lad.
He could cram it up his butt.
It's Fred's turn next.
Fred Williamson is
putting anything into our bodies that is not good for us.
And now, a final look at the bathroom.
From American International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without
Johnny Mathis.
I want to pause on that colonoscopy for a moment.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Bizarre and terrifying.
Now, suppose we get down to business and talk about safety. You know, for some strange reason, people seem to consider
my private parts are starting to change.
Often resulting in serious injury and sometimes death.
And this is as it should be.
Here's an industrious looking fellow with his mind on his work.
Oh, I'm Bozo the Clown.
Oh!
What's the punishment that they deserve?
Now let's take filing cabinets.
No thanks.
Harmless looking things, aren't they? Yes, harmless looking.
Until this happened.
What just happened?
I don't know, sir.
It was the most humiliating ordeal of my life.
Being placed in a sleeping bag and wrapped in a special plastic casing.
There is something truly heartbreaking about getting this procedure done at 22.
Get out.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.